Hello and welcome to the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison Succomelli. Each week, I'll be taking the science of positive psychology, adding a little humor, and through evidence-based research, provide you with tools and strategies to help you live a life of peace and purpose. In this episode, I will be talking about trauma bonds. What is a trauma bond? How do you know if you are in a trauma bond relationship? And how can a trauma bond affect your relationships? But first, if you're interested, social media links, my website, and other information can be found at thelemontreecoaching.com. You can click the link in the podcast bio. And if you'd like some daily inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. I post quotes and make book recommendations from time to time. Currently in my reading stack this week, I have San Andreas Island by Angela Castillo and Curious Poses, 30 Yoga Postures and the Stories They Tell by Lucy Greaves. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT shop called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. So check it out. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link in the podcast bio or my podcast website, thelemontreecoaching.com. Okay, with that said, let's get into this week's episode. This week, I'm talking about trauma bonds. So let's tackle our first question. What is a trauma bond? According to Melissa Pori, trauma bonding is an unhealthy emotional attachment to someone who causes you physical, emotional, and/or sexual harm and can occur without the abused partner even noticing it. Trauma bonding is also referred to as traumatic bonding or traumatic coercive bonding and results from a distorted sense of reality and what constitutes a healthy relationship. Sometimes the abuser is even idealized by the abused, especially when the abuser was in a caregiver role, thus making the abused feel cared for and protected despite abuse in varying degrees. The trauma bond can also occur in other relationships beyond that of a caregiver and a child. A trauma bond can also exist in romantic relationships and marriages in which domestic violence may occur. And in 1979, Lenore E. Walker developed the cycles of abuse to explain and map out the four stages of abuse in the following distinct pattern. Phase 1 consists of tension building, a breakdown in communication, resulting in the victim feeling like they need to be good and appease the abuser out of fear. The second phase is the incident. The incident may be verbal, emotional, or physical abuse, or a combination of two or more types of abuse. The incident may present as anger, blaming, arguing, threats, intimidation, or a combination of two or more of these things. The third phase is known as reconciliation. The abuser may apologize, give excuses for their behavior, blame the victim for their behavior, or minimize the incident in comparison with the victim's claims. The abuser may also love bomb the victim, which is an unhealthy relationship characteristic that refers to a pattern of overly affectionate behavior in which the abuser bombs the victim with over-the-top displays of love, adoration, and attention. And the Cleveland Clinic clearly states that love bombing is a form of psychological and emotional abuse and is often disguised as excessive flattery. The fourth phase of the cycle of abuse is the calm after the storm. In the calm phase, the abuser behaves as if there was never any sort of incident. The abuse is forgotten as if it never happened, there is no abuse occurring, and the couple re-enters into a happy honeymoon stage until the cycle repeats and starts over. When it comes to trauma bonding, a person's attachment style comes into play. Simply put, a person's attachment style is how a child bonds with their primary caregiver, which results in how they will bond with future partners as adults. And the four types of attachment styles include 1, secure attachment, which is confident, 2, anxious, which is insecure. 3, avoidant, which is dismissive. And 4, disorganized, which is fearful. So we can go deeper into the meanings of each of the attachment styles in a future episode, but for now, it's important to note that trauma bonding is closely connected to disorganized or fearful attachment, which is characterized by a caretaker who is inconsistent, negligent, and frequently abusive, be it emotional, psychological, or physically abusive. When a child has a disorganized attachment to their caregiver, they need love and protection from this person, yet they also fear them. Oddly enough, despite the abuse the child receives from the caregiver to whom they have a disorganized attachment with, they will instantly jump to their defense and protection out of fear of being punished and abused if they fail to do so. An additional point of clarification is that trauma bonding is not the same as codependency. Psychology Today defines codependency as a dysfunctional relationship dynamic where one person assumes the role of the giver, sacrificing their own needs and well-being for the sake of the other, the taker. The bond in question doesn't have to be romantic. It can occur just as easily between a parent and a child, friends, and family members. And healthy relationships are mutually beneficial, providing love and support to both parties. Codependent relationships, on the other hand, are one-sided, casting one person in the role of constant caregiver. And by being caring, highly functional, and helpful, that person is said to support, perpetuate, or enable a loved one's irresponsible or destructive behavior. Enabling can be exemplified by making excuses for someone else, giving them money, covering for them, or even ignoring the problem entirely to avoid conflict. However, these behaviors often encourage or support the other person's maladaptive behavior rather than getting the much-needed professional help. And in the article, How to Tell If You're in a Trauma Bonding Relationship, Melissa Pori lists the 7 stages of trauma bonding. She notes the entitlement that abusers feel when it comes to their behaviors and even are convinced that they are acting out of love rather than abuse, thus following a classic and near clinical pattern. Experts describe trauma bonding in the following 7 stages. 1, love bombing, which I previously mentioned as part of the cycle of abuse, which is the honeymoon period, where the partner and future victim is showered with extreme displays of affection and made to feel like they've met their soulmate. 2, trust and dependency. In this stage, the abuser starts controlling their partner and makes them feel guilty if they ever doubt or question their decisions, behaviors, or actions. 3, criticism. The abuser will start picking at and minimizing their partner's qualities, describing them as insignificant, bad, or wrong. The 4th stage is gaslighting. The abuser makes their partner question their reality and perception, often shifting blame to make their partner feel at fault. 5 is resignation. The abused partner gives up and starts to yield to a partner's demands to balance and stabilize the relationship. Stage 6 is the loss of self. The abused partner loses a sense of their own identity and personal boundaries, and they often isolate themselves as their confidence and self-esteem are diminished. Stage 7 is emotional addiction. The pattern of conflict and love bombing becomes so habitual that the abused person becomes numb to the abuse and has no thoughts of leaving. You can easily find a visual of the cycle of abuse online. It is helpful if you find yourself in an abusive situation to be able to recognize the phases and get help immediately by dialing 911. There is no shame in doing so. Educating yourself is the first step in breaking a trauma bond. You're already listening to this episode, so this is a step in the right direction if you think you may be in a trauma bond of some sort. It's important to take a step back and do an honest assessment of your situation. Are you being love bombed? Is your partner controlling you? Do they try to make you feel guilty for doubting them? Are you being constantly criticized by your partner? Does your partner often shift blame onto you? Do you feel like you have given up to keep the peace? Are you no longer the person you used to be? Are you lacking in personal boundaries? Does your relationship go through periods of extreme love and extreme hate or even violence? It's also important to seek help and support if you are trying to break a trauma bond. Reach out to trusted friends and family who will not judge you or coerce you to make certain decisions about your relationship. You can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. Again, that's the National Domestic Violence Hotline by dialing 1-800-799-SAFE or 7233. You can also text the word START to 88788 or visit their website at thehotline.org. And speaking with a licensed therapist is also another way to break a trauma bond. They can help you identify toxic behaviors and help you make a plan to take the next step safely. A therapist can also prepare you for objections from your abusive partner or how to deal with the next cycle of love bombing as you are trying to leave the unhealthy relationship. The therapist can also assist in helping you make your intentions clear and set boundaries with your soon-to-be ex-partner. This will be an important time for you to be alone with your thoughts, feel any sadness, hurt, anger, or confusion. Be in your feelings and gain perspective without any influence from the abusive partner. This is also a good time to keep your non-judgmental, non-coercive support system close. If you don't have one, there are support groups that you can find online or in your community. And other valuable resources include Laura's House, and you can visit their website at laurashouse.org. That's LauraSHouse.org, as well as Hope for Recovery. And you can go to hope4recovery.org. And again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. I will leave links to all of these resources in this episode's bio at the Lemon Tree Coaching Podcast, which can be found wherever you listen to your podcasts. And specific forms of therapy that can help you heal from trauma bonding and domestic violence include CBT, or cognitive behavioral therapy, or EMDR, or eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And it is possible to experience post-traumatic growth after you heal or begin to heal from trauma bonding, especially with the right support and resources. You can experience positive psychological changes and be a survivor rather than a victim. Okay, so there you have it. This week I talked about trauma bonding, what trauma bonding is, how do you know if you are in a trauma bond relationship, and how can a trauma bond affect your relationships. Recommended readings and references related to this episode include the article Adult Attachment, Stress, and Romantic Relationships by Simpson and Rolls, another article called Attachment, Security, and Infancy by LeBlanc et al., and another article, How to Tell If You Are in a Trauma Bonding Relationship, an Unhealthy Relationship Characterized by Cycles of Love Bombing and Abuse by Melissa Pori. And again, for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, call 1-800-799-SAFE or 7233 or text the word START to 88788 or visit their website at thehotline.org. And other important resources include the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, dial or text 988 in the United States or 000, the National Emergency Telephone Number in Australia. And another website you might want to check out is called loveisrespect.org. So more resources there as well. And if you are interested and would like to receive daily inspiration via social media, you can join the Lemon Tree Coaching community on Instagram at The Lemon Tree Coaching. I post meaningful quotes from my weekly readings and recommend books from time to time. So check it out and see if it's for you. And teachers, you may want to check out my TPT store called The Lemon Tree by AKS. There are some free lessons you can download or explore the shop for more. Again, my shop is The Lemon Tree by AKS on teacherspayteachers.com. You can find a direct link on my website, thelemontreecoaching.com, or on Instagram at thelemontreecoaching. And thank you for listening and have a great week. This is Dr. Allison Succomelli saying it's been a pleasure sharing this space with you. And until next time, have fun, be safe.